Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, hello. How are you, Sarah?
I'm well, thank you. I'd rather thought that you might play the theme from Jaws to introduce me.
Oh, yes, because you know, you always leave us feeling so happy. Yeah. So, Simon, what is Sarah talking about?
She's going to talk to us about Gauteng Education's 1.2 billion, I repeat, 1.2 billion in irregular expansion. That's a lot of money, Sarah.
Yeah, I'd have thought so, but, you know, these days, what's a billion between friends?
Sure. Yeah.
Clearly. Yeah, Gauteng Education Department is alleged to have spent 1.2 billion in irregular expenditure. Not necessarily illegal, not necessarily fraud, but money spent on the wrong things in the wrong place. And the, MEC for Education in Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi, sought to explain reports on this vast amount by posting photographs of what seemed to be governmental expenditure reports. We, however, didn't think they were a sufficient way of explaining away the complexities of the matter. So what we've done is we, as in the institute, has referred a complaint for investigation to the public protector into the department. But it's not just this issue that Ms. Lesufi has to worry about. We also raised the issue of they've launched a website aimed at providing access to, quote, new online curriculum lessons, close quote. The problem is the website took 6 years to develop, and essentially it's open source material. There's been no sort of design, and it's created a strong suspicion of inefficient expenditure and maladministration of resources. I mean, basically, essentially, you could go onto Google and Google what they've put on their website. There's privacy issues, data integrity issues. It's all in all.
Was this part of the 1.2 billion irregular expenditure? Is this what they're claiming?
Well, that's what we want to know.
That is interesting. What's also interesting to me, Sarah, is that you've taken it to the ombudsman. Yes. Have you ever taken anything to the ombudsman and been successful before?
We haven't, but we thought, hell, you know, it's Christmas, bit of fun, you know, let's try and see how they deal with it.
You clearly live in hope. No, good on you.
You've got to meet my colleagues. I mean, cynicism doesn't begin to explain them.
All right.
And then there's the other, which is one of my favorites, because I was involved in the, governing bodies in government school governing bodies for 13 years and kind of know how they work. And essentially a couple of years ago, what Lesufi did was he basically took over the application process into schools for each school year, because one of his big drives has been to disempower school governing bodies. Because when I was around, the school governing body, together with a finance person and the principal, would deal with applications in terms of a certain set of rules, and once the process was finished, we would then just send it to the department for approval. He essentially appropriated that, I think on the basis that he felt children could go to school wherever he thought they needed to. It was, you know, making up for the past, et cetera, et cetera. The problem is that is hugely problematic from a practical point of view. So they created this online application system. And it was a disaster when it started. It was semi-disaster last year. And this year, basically what it's done is there are about 30-odd thousand children who haven't been placed. The problem is that it's possibly a combination of the system and the fact that Gauteng, above all provinces, has a large immigration of school kids into the province every year because they perceive Gauteng as providing a better schooling system. So those are pressures on the system, but I'm not sure that centralizing it has actually been, you know, either to their advantage or to anyone else's, to be honest. So we thought, you know, let's give the public protection opportunity to have a little bit of a winding with the Department of Education in Gauteng.
Please promise to keep us updated on developments in that regard, because that is going to be fascinating.
Well, yeah, as I say, it's one of my hobby horses, and I'm not a great fan of the MEC, so I'll watch with interest.
Yeah. Saragon, thank you so much, and we look forward to speaking to you next week. By the way, I'd have to pass on compliments. We are getting incredible, incredible compliments and feedback about the IRR show that you co-host with Big Daddy Liberty.
Oh, great. Really. Thank you. That's nice to know.
Yeah, no, thank you very much.